Good morning. Good to be on the show.
Yeah, mate, thanks very much for joining us on the show. I think, you know, what you specialise in customer service and some impeccable customer service for not just Mackaywood Sundays, but in general, is pretty important because if you don't have that good customer service, sometimes you don't have return customers, do you?
Well, we know that 57% of people are making decisions to either come back or spend more money with you based on the experience they have. So it's pretty damn important, both for the top line, and of course, cash flow is king at the moment, and also for the bottom line with the profit, so that you can, you know, invest back into your people, your staff, your business.
It's a tricky situation when it comes to customer service. Like, there's a couple of places that I've personally been, and sometimes you don't want to be bothered by one of the sales people, but then there's other places, like if you're at Caneland Central going clothes shopping, guys don't know how to clothes shop. We want someone straight away and they don't come.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pet peeve of mine that when you want someone, they just aren't there. And I would train everyone to turn on their peripheral vision, where they actually see you putting your hand up in the shopping centre or in the restaurant, wanting someone's attention. And you know, just that little nod you get from them that, yep, I've seen you, I've noticed you, I'll be there with them in a moment. That just makes a huge difference. It's the little things that are so important.
Yeah. Here's another tip: if a guy is scratching his head, he wants help.
He doesn't know what the hell he's after. But do you think there's like an equal balance? Like there should be a balance about, you know, when do I approach a customer? When do I not approach a customer?
Well, look, the best people actually do it very conversationally. You know, they're just good rapport builders. They just have a conversation with people. They don't come across as salesy. And that's what we're going to look at this this Boost event on the 19th. Of November. We're going to look at, you know, some practical takeaway skills for managers, leaders and staff to, you know, not be pushy, but serve up a great customer experience.
So it's not just about ramming information down someone's throat at this event. There's also breakout workshops and everything, or what's going on?
Yeah, look, I have a real passion for the practical. We'll have some serious fun, guys. I'm a great believer in entertaining, and there'll be some humour, but it's about you know, giving the attendees a chance to really workshop, you know, some of the things they've been exposed to, and create a plan so that they can take it back to the business and get on with it the very next day. So you're very interactive and far more than just about customer service. You know, it's about understanding human behaviour and how to make sure both the top and the bottom line actually happen.
Question for you: where do you stand with complaint? So if somebody didn't get what they're expecting,
if someone's a Karen.
Yeah, do you have a right to complain, and how do you do that properly? Because I'm one of these people, like sometimes I'll walk away and go, oh, it's not worth my time saying something. But quite often businesses want to hear when they haven't provided something they should have provided, right?
Absolutely. And it's all about how you go about it. You know, it's your intent with the feedback. If you're going to be horrible, then expect payback you know, people will get back at you. But do it in the right way and they'll really value the feedback and take it on board.
Good advice. Good advice.
How about a mock situation here?
What do you mean?
A mock situation?
Yeah, like, Jay, can you be a Karen for a while and we'll get Ian to respond?
What do you have to do?
Oh, just be a Karen.
It's just like, what I usually am every day anyway. Just the average Karen. Well, no, here's an example. I went through a fast food joint, this is a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I picked up my meal and they didn't give me the two soft drinks. And my other half had ordered online the meal and I wasn't aware that there was two soft drinks to go with it. So then the customer service person didn't tell me that I had two drinks to go with it. Yeah. And then when I got home, my partner said, where are the two drinks? I said, they're not here. So they didn't give it to us. So should I have complained about that?
Well, I think they've got to have the feedback. Absolutely.
Yeah,
but
right.
Again, it's just how you go about it. But we know, you know, all the surveys tell us that a bad customer experience, we tell 12 others. We dine out on these stories. You know, we can tell them really well, but a good positive customer experience, we only tell three. So, you know, we've got to do what we can to make sure it's a great customer experience.
We should try and flip that.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than getting a two-piece feed when you ask for a three-piece feed going through a drive-thru at KFC. Look, Ian, you still keep going back anyway. But, Ian, all the details we'll throw on our website, triplem.com.au, and it's at South Leagues on November 19th.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Really, and staff.
And for everybody can come along and learn what they need to learn.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you there.
We'll put all the details out at triplem.com.au. Dave needs to be there. He has woeful customer service.
On the way to Kerosene. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Anytime, mate. Up to 30 degrees expected for Mackay with Sundays today. Done.